What are you listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
I'm working late because I'm a singer.
I thought you'd all do that.
Is it singer or sinner?
Singer.
Oh, makes sense.
I thought you were going to say podcaster. Like,
because I'm a podcaster.
I think you thought it was stripper.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. I went to sinner. No, that makes sense.
Wow, I really thought that was a call and response.
She's a singer.
That I was going to really get.
But I actually had to think quickly. I was like, wait, what is the word?
No, it's been a bit chaotic. Sorry, everybody. I know we were MIA last week, and this week's also been equally as chaotic, but you're getting what you get.
I think it was almost like the hangover after Chloe Dalton, because it was so exciting. Like, we just had to take a bit of time because we had to just let you guys absorb all that information that came from that episode. She's amazing.
I know it was a long one, but we could have even gone longer.
So much longer.
So cool.
I almost wish we'd done it in two parts.
And I've been victim of buying merchandise from her since then.
We both have. And then I got
confused. You did too?
Well, no, I was going to. Maddie did. And then I was going to, but I couldn't find the one that I wanted in the right size. But then I saw Maddie wearing a bigger one. And I was like, wait, maybe I could just get an oversized one. So stay tuned.
I've gone oversized too. But not Maddie's sized oversized.
All right.
No body shaming on this.
I think, let's be real, a 2XL on me, purely just, it's height. It's a height thing. It's a torso thing.
You know,
it would swallow me. It would swallow me. Now, before we were starting the potty today, we were talking about what we should talk about. And Maddie Proud just went, oh, I've got something I've got to talk about. Throw it to me. I'll save it for the podcast. So I'm going to throw it to you because you have something you wanted to bring up.
And this involves all three of us, but it's a two versus one in this because Maddie Turner and I loved the idea of you.
I don't want to talk about it.
So for those listening who've been living under a rock, the idea of you
Prime.
Is the movie on Prime with Anne Hathaway and Nicholas, how do you say his last name?
Gallanzine
or whatever, which we've talked about on a previous episode.
It's like a magazine. Yeah,
Gallanzine.
Watch a TikTok on that.
How to pronounce his name. That's how deep Maddie's into it. Anyway, we talked about watching it. Mm-hmm. Media Maddie was always like, nah, I'm going to hate it because it's Harry Styles fan fiction, blah, 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 blah. Maddie watched it and I got her to send, and I text her and I go, hey, what did you think of the movie?
I think she expected me to go like, hated it. Oh boy, did I! I wrote an essay with references,
and she sent a voice memo.
I'm so sorry.
That went for about 3 minutes, and I'm in the ice bars, and it was Andrew. And Tegan O'Shaughnessy walks in, and she goes, "Is that Maddie?" And she goes, "What the fuck is she going on about?" And then she listened to it with me, and then she's watched the movie as well, and I think she loved it.
She loved it.
To be fair, better. I thought Daniel was in the car with Maddie, and I was so embarrassed. And she was like, "It's just Tegan." I'm like, "Oh, Tegan said worse."
I think that you have an issue of, sorry, you've got an issue, full stop. No, I'm kidding.
Full stop.
You just need to remove the Harry Styles part of it.
That's the, okay. If we're going to get into it. The problem for it for me, because there's been, that you know those after movies?
Yes.
Maddie Turner, do you know those movies?
Yeah, I can't say I've watched.
I've only watched the first one.
No, yeah, they're not great either.
Yeah.
But they're also based off a Harry Styles fan film. But the difference is.
Yeah, he's like
an English. He's not Harry Styles in that. He's like a young writer.
Yeah, so he doesn't sing or anything like that. Okay, I get what you're
saying. This is copy-paste. And then I've seen TikToks of like the comparison shots with him and Olivia Wilde or him and the band. And like even their music video, the one that Maddie Turner loves so much, has been a rip-off from Best Song Ever.
So I guess actually for people that are listening, i.e. my mum that probably has no idea what we're talking about, the movie is about a young musician. He's 24 years old. He's in a boy band hit called August Moon. And then Anne Hathaway plays a 40-year-old woman who's takes her daughter, who's 16, I think, to Coachella.
Yep.
And they happen to get a meet and greet with the band and they end up sort of falling in love, this 24-year-old and 40-year-old, which apparently, is based on Harry Styles having relationships with
you
older
also.
Women.
I've also sent you also why it makes me uncomfortable because I don't think it's off Olivia Wilde.
It's It's someone that's passed away. I think the people that would enjoy it the most would be the people like a Maddie Turner, a Sophie Vaughan's your household, who had no connection to the One Direction
and
side of it.
There's like, there's not that many good rom-coms out.
You're not in the Harry Styles lore.
Wait, and the music is so catchy.
This is my only positive takeaway. Not the song itself. But Prouty, she sends me videos of her and like so singing the whole time. I said, you can never, I will never hear a bad word about One Direction again.
Thank you. I agree.
That's my only positive takeaway. I'm like, if you like them, just go listen to One Direction.
It's so true. But you're right. There aren't many good rom-coms out at the moment. Anne looks good.
I think she looks. I think she looks strange. I think she looks a bit Ozempic.
What?
Yeah. She looks so much better in the second when she had the little the makeover.
When she's like older, meant to be older, but she looks better then. I thought I didn't mind him with a bit of scruff, but the fake goatee was a bit weird.
Yeah, scruff was better.
I didn't think he was that attractive when he, like, as in I've liked the other movies he's in, but I didn't like him in the trailer, but I liked him a lot more in the actual movie.
Have you watched Purple Hearts?
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was him.
Yeah, he looks a lot different in this. He is very good looking.
The tattoo's killed me a bit.
Everything he does is trying to be Harry in this.
It's meant to be cheese.
I know, but I don't think I can handle that much cheese. I don't know. It was too much for me.
I wonder if Harry's watched it.
I don't know. Harry's got a lawsuit en route.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I just needed to bring that up because I'd forgotten about it. So there's something that we've been meaning to talk about.
Can I say we're playing the music like in our prehab room, like before training?
I can't accept this.
And, like,
I can't
Lily,
accept this with the One Direction.
Tegan, we're all
okay.
It's not just me.
Let's unpack that. Maddie, why don't you like One Direction?
Actually, can I say one thing?
I think my show was there was like 20 TikToks in a row of the playing the same song.
Yeah, okay. So if One Direction had the same song going 20 times, you'd probably like
maybe.
That. That's true.
Probably not, but maybe.
Can I just quickly, Maddie, please indulge us for like 2 seconds? We haven't got to talk about it yet, but we went to Nile.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, wait, did we ever get to talk about Nile? But we didn't because, we had Chloe on.
We had Chloe on. She got in the way of our Nile chat.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell you. You would never find two happier girls in the world.
We were the... like the superest super fans there. Like we so
merch
at the start.
But the way we went from we don't need tickets to hey, should we get tickets? Hey, I'm gonna need tickets. And then it was like, we wouldn't really care what we wear, blah, 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 blah. Texting each other during the day, being like, I'm so excited. Like, are you really excited? Like, I'm really excited.
Should we get there early to get merch?
Should we get there early? And then we're like, oh, we're definitely getting merch. And then we got the merch, and then we're like, should we put the merch on? Yeah, we'll put the merch on. And then we walk in and we're like, oh my God, this is the best night of my life. Like, I'm having so much fun. Before Nile even came on with 15 minutes.
As in not the pre-act.
No.
The pre-vibes.
Like the DJ?
There was no DJ. He just played like, he went Spotify shuffle.
But it was like Queen. It was like Fleetwood Mac.
ABBA.
It was like ABBA.
So you enjoyed that more than Nile?
Sorry,
I think you said we enjoyed that.
It just 100%. The vibes were up and it really spoke to the older people in the audience like Maddie and I.
But we just, like, it was one of those concerts where everything went well in terms of like, it was really easy to get there. We got a park, we got in, we got our merch. We, like, obviously getting the tickets through like Marketplace, didn't really know what the tickets were. Fantastic seats.
Really good seats.
But also like 4 spare seats next to us so we could get our dancing shoes on. Like everything just worked out for us. And then he came on and we both just like got really emotional. We looked at each other and we're like, what is it about this man? Like it was as if we went back to being our 15, 16 year old selves. And like I even get giddy just thinking about it.
We were laughing at ourselves like the whole time. We weren't like screaming like we were back in 1D days, but we're just like, this is so fun. Like, oh my God, 15 year old us was so right.
All right, what song? What's your favourite?
I think Science or You Should Start a Cult, which were two really slow ones he sang. And he was like borderline crying.
He was very emotional.
Phenomenal. And I was like,
okay, I must admit, that was my number one thought was like, people that know One Direction know that Niall did not get many solos. He didn't sing that much. So that was probably a bit of my like apprehension with like, oh, what if like he's not a very good boy can sing.
Yeah,
like
really...
his voice, like even, so my highlight, which I'm sure you'll say was the same, was when he came out with Angus and Julia Stone and they sang Big Jet Plane. And like, I was a bit worried. We were both worried because we're like, Angus and Julia Stone, like musically are incredible, but Niall stole the show, stole the song. He should release a cover of Big Jet Plane
because it was
incredible.
So good. But I think the quote of the night goes to Proudy. It was like literally like 2 minutes in and we both caught ourselves just staring at the screen for a hot minute. And she turns to me, she goes, he's had sex training or something.
Oh, it's true because I remembered. If anybody remembers Justin Bieber, he had this guy, sorry, as in this doesn't remember Justin Bieber, but remembers that Justin Bieber had they called it a swagger coach and his swagger coach was this guy called Ryan Good.
Do you know what? I don't think people know that.
Yeah, I don't know. No, true believers will know who Ryan Good is. Fun fact, Ryan Good used to also date Ashley Benson, who's from Pretty Little Lies, they dated for a long time. Anyway, I always
remember. You've gone deep in research before.
No, like, right, he's in the documentary. Like, if anyone's watched the documentary, anyway, we'll stop. But I was like, it was as if Niall had like sexy training, swagger training. Like, I got a bit like
there was
hot
one
and heavy
that we felt like we were confused, but we were like, we're so above this. All the little young fans had bows in their hair.
What?
And we were like, If we're not getting that reference, then I don't know where they're getting that from.
I'm even like Googling like Niall Horan concert Bose yeah, we and like what? Nothing, like all that came up was like the option to like buy Bose, but like for him, but like somehow he's got some bow following.
Like yeah. The same colour, same size.
It was all like big white bows.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look out, JoJo Siwa.
God, do we
talk about a remake?
I have listened to her Cooler Daddy interview.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. It's bad. It made me feel really uncomfortable.
I think she's on a Britney trajectory.
But like, she's just so sure of herself and so sure that like, what she's doing, I don't know.
But it wouldn't just be her. She'd have a team.
She would. But she even talked on air about like her parents. And like, so she talked about how she's just bought her parents' house and essentially kicked her parents out. But then she's like, oh, my parents were always so worried about when like I've turned 18 or whatever and I could get the money that I'd made off Dance Moms or whatever that I was going to leave them. Like, I never left them. Like, I still gave them the money. Like, I said to my mum, like even my mum, like, we had this beautiful moment recently where she said to me, oh, I'm just so grateful that you never left us high and dry. And, like, she was using that as a way of being like, I'm the best daughter in the world. I was like, well, no shit, you should give your parents, like, some money. They were the ones that did it all for you. Like, it was strange.
She's her biggest fan, but dramatic scenes. Anyway.
JoJo's.
Maddie Tony, you also had a story. Let's get away from some pop culture for a second.
I do have a story, okay. And it's at the expense of one of our teammates.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah, you can have a guess.
It's either Sophie Fawns or Ellie Smith.
You are correct. It's one of those two. Yeah. Maddie knows the story, so she can jump in whenever to fill in the gaps.
I'm just not going to be able to stop laughing.
I know.
I think you need to set the scene as well.
I will. Like
from Sorry. I'm already telling you off for your storytelling skills and you haven't started telling the story.
I'll give details. I won't make it short. Okay. But I feel free to jump in. Okay. It's about Ali. And okay. I've asked for permission to tell this story, so it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I can. It's so funny.
I'm ready.
The funny thing is, like, I don't think she can even retell it anymore because, like...
Oh my God.
It's bad. It's bad. So
we have our consent. Let's go.
Okay.
Consent. Tick.
For starters, how I found out about this story is she's come to me. She's gone, I'm so embarrassed. Like, you'll never like guess what's happened. Like, I don't know what to do. And then she's told me the story. And I, very caring person, just laughed at her because it was so bad. But not at her expense. All right. Anyway, so we're at training and we have massage that day. So it means we finished like a little bit later. So she was on first massage. So that would have finished at 6:30, but she had to be in Manly for a dinner at 7.
It was meant to be at 7, so she was always going to be late.
She was always late. And then she had to like go on the game ready or see the physio or something like that.
She was about to leave and then the physio was like, you need to do 10 minutes in the game ready. Everyone already knew. I was like, I had to be the one that went over and told her. The physio was like, Ali needs to go on the game ready. I was like, don't go. Anyway, just setting the scene of she's already late, stressed, running now, an extra 10 minutes late.
Okay, I'll do it. So she did it. And then she got ready for dinner. So this dinner is for her new soft launch, her new partner. Birthday.
Woo! We have
welcome, Ali.
Yes.
That's the whole context of the story, really. Yeah.
Maybe this is how she's doing it. Maybe I'm the one that got permission to launch it.
You know who you are.
Anyway, so partner, Jack.
Yeah,
I'm going for it. Shout out to Jack.
It's just easier. It's his birthday and having a family dinner. So it's the first time she's meeting the family, like extended family, everything. No. So full on. And you're already running late. So picture this anxiety girl.
Yep.
You've got that in your head.
I know her.
Yeah. So she's driving there, feeling stressed, rushed, whatever. She gets to the restaurant, gets a parker at the front. She's like, oh, yes, perfect. Still got to scramble and get a few things from her bag, gets out. And there's this like guy there and goes, oh, like Ali. And she's like, oh, hi. Thinking it's her, his sister's
partner.
Okay. So apparently like, God, I don't know how much detail. Oh, fuck. No, I don't care. Yeah. Jack's already been like, just letting you know, like he's a bit like full on, rah, rah, rah. Like, anyway. So Ali.
Sorry, keep going.
They're not listening to this podcast.
It's just killing me. It's so funny.
Okay. Anyway, so she's gone out the car. She's like, oh, Ali, and like giving a hug, kiss, everything. Yep. She's gone to her, but she's like, oh, just give me 2 seconds and followed her. Like, just like making small chat with her and like getting something out of
Maddie Proud's face looks like she's just seen a ghost.
I think her car keys are in like her backpack. So she's got them out of her backpack and he's like seen her nipple bag. He's like, oh, did you come from training? And she was like, yeah, that's why I'm late. Like, so sorry. Cause I think it's like 7:30 at this point. So she's like, I'm so sorry I'm late. Lots of things went on, rah, rah, rah. Like, oh, weird for like you to be like, what was the words? Or like, oh, let's talk. How did you get into netball at your age? Like, you've been at training. And she was like, yeah, like, been training all day. I've had gym. We did core.
Yeah.
A bit of everything. Just had massage, everything. Yeah. It's like, oh, so like, how did you get into netball? And then so she's telling her whole life story of like how she moved from Geelong, grew up playing there, like as a little girl, moved to Sydney, and now she plays for the Swifts and like loves it and all of this.
Yeah.
And they've got to the, walked into the door and they go to the front. You know how you fancy restaurant, you go to the front, they give you where your tables are, but obviously the families are there. And she's like, oh, there they are. So yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, perfect. Follow her in. Jack gets up to give her like kiss to be like, hey, like, glad you're here. And then turns around, the guy goes, oh, I'm not sitting here. And he's walked out of the door. Ali's like, there was only one seat there that was for her. The guy was on a blind date.
And thought that Ali was the date.
And her name was Ali.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And the worst part as well was that, like, he was a lot older.
Yeah,
a lot older. And I think he even made it, like, he was obviously, like, thinking, God, like, I've hit the jackpot. Like, I've got catfished in the opposite way. Like, this girl's a lot younger than, like, she looks in her.
It doesn't stop there, though. So I'll give you Jack's point of view because I've heard his point of view too. He thought that Ali's invited the physio to her because she mentioned about physio being late. And, like, it was like, well, she must have just invited him because that's something Ali would do. Anyway, gets worse. The blind date. I sat next to them for the rest of the dinner.
And let's just say it probably wasn't a compliment that he thought that Ali.
Wait, how did she find out it was a blind date? Did she end up and go and talk to him?
No, well, the girl came in. Like,
and, like, all the questions as well, like, oh, you must be Ali. Like, this. Like, everything pointed to the fact
that. And when she was replaying it, she was like, oh, my God. Like, how'd you get into netball at your age?
Like, obviously thinking she's in her 40s, like, something like that. But, like, that's why the whole story is so funny, though, as well, because, like, for starters, had she never had to game ready for those extra 10 minutes, like, she never would have run into him. But also just being
sliding doors.
Such an Ali thing as well to just, like, kind of just go along with it the whole time. Like, I think I'd love to know what any of us would have done. I mean, I probably would have gone along with it. I would have asked him to join us anyway. but I feel like it would have, like, it's just because Ali's so friendly in that as well. Like,
they kissed at the start. They hugged and kissed.
Oh, my goodness. You talked about the idea of you before this story.
So they obviously, she's getting introduced to the family after this and she's just dying inside thinking, what do these people think of me?
Like, perfect icebreaker to meet the parents.
Because no one laughed.
I agree. I think this is a good story to tell them at the dinner.
Yeah, you gotta laugh.
It's a great wedding story.
No one laughed. So she's sitting there dying inside for the rest of the night.
I think they obviously felt bad for her and thought maybe, like, because they didn't know her, they probably thought, oh, she's really embarrassed. But whereas now I'm sure they would laugh about it. But how awkward.
Ali, girl, thoughts and prayers, my love.
What would you do in this situation? Like, what?
I think I would have fallen for it too, I think.
Like, oh, hey, Maddie.
Yeah. It's the Ali thing. But then you know what I may have done? Being like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm here to meet anyone. Who are you tonight? Yeah. I probably would have asked that question.
I think because, like, Ali was prepped to be about, like, the brother-in-law.
Yeah. So but I'm also like, what are the chances that the name's Ali? Or has Ali just not heard him properly and gone to, like, oh, he must have said Ali. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, it's weird either way. Like, either the fact that her name was meant to be Ali. Like, it's not, like, a super, super common name.
It was like
Lee, yeah. Or Al, like, Alex, I don't know. Well, I don't know. But
to be fair, I say that I would have questioned him, but the other day I got stuck talking to somebody I didn't know for 10 minutes. And I think we went to high school together, but I couldn't tell you. She knew me. I didn't really know. I made the whole conversation without saying her name.
You're like, it's so good to see you. How's the family been?
I didn't ask about Eddie. I just went, what are you doing now? No idea where she's from in my life.
I hate that as well when you have to, like, introduce someone to somebody else, but then you don't know their name. And you're just like, and this is
Oh, well, you go.
You can take it from here.
Oh, that's great. Ali. You always bring a great story at other people's expense.
We have forgotten about this one because I think we didn't have a guest the week before Chloe, did we?
No, we didn't.
Helen.
Yeah. Oh, Helen. No, we had Helen.
Yeah. So it's been brewing for a while.
It's actually been going on for a while. So that was.
So hard launch. You're welcome, guys.
Put that on the Insta. The teaser for this week is a photo of them. All right, guys. Well, we've got some 5-to-1s to get to. So do we want to take a break? Think
Let's
about
take a break
what just happened.
And pray for Ali.
Stranger danger.
Okay, back by popular demand, 5-to-1s. Prouty, are you okay with the name 5-to-1s?
Yeah, 5-for-1. I'm struggling to get 5 on some of them. I'm trying to get 5 past the 4th.
If you're struggling, you know it's been a chaotic couple of weeks.
I know, because I had so many, like, part ones done before we did it the last time. And then I went to do some last night and I just couldn't think straight. And then I was like, oh, I'll get some today. And then I just didn't have a chance. But anyway, I'll get there. I'll get there. But you guys have to start.
That's okay. That's okay.
Thank you.
How about we start with Maddie Turner? Because last time you kicked us off so well.
Okay. Well, I've been chatting a lot. Okay, I can keep chatting.
What do you mean you've been chatting a lot?
Tired.
Have you heard any other podcast episode we've done?
Also, it's a podcast.
I know, but normally I'm just like, just chime in a little bit.
No, we want you to talk.
Right. You're the heart and soul.
I feel like, Maddie Proud, you probably won't understand all of these. Maddie Ibs, this one's for you.
Shout out. I like it.
Dance Mom Dances, I would absolutely crush.
I love this so much.
And I've got Matthew getting visuals up for us. He's on it.
All right.
Number five.
Yep.
I don't think, like, wouldn't be great at it. Think I could learn it. Just really like the dance and the music. Stomp the Yard.
Oh, nice. I love the movie. One. Is that
no, Dance Moms.
Surely you've seen that. They're in, like,
Stomp in the Yard.
Yeah. It's hip hop.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Love that from you, Maddie Proud. Mate Turner.
I had a joint one for four and I just couldn't split it.
Okay. I'm here for you.
The Waiting Room / Where Have All the Children Gone?
Oh, my God. You put those two in four?
Mm.
Okay, Maddie, context. The Waiting Room's like a contemporary piece depicting like waiting for someone in surgery and it's all sad and emotional. Oh. And what was the other one? Where Are the Children Gone? It's about like children disappearing.
Oh, okay.
And it's very, there's no music. It's just like a poem. Like,
where have all the children gone?
Yeah. And it gives you goosebumps.
Okay, this is meant to be for children. I'm scared just listening to it.
That's what Abby does. She evokes emotion. This is The Waiting Room up on the screen right now. It's very emotional.
We'll put some snippets in.
Yeah.
It's just very sad.
Okay, what's your number three?
Wow. Number three. I feel like you'll appreciate this one. Honeybee. We've got Vivian with Honeybee, and I think I could beat her.
Is this a solo?
Is this a solo?
Hang on. So is yours like things that you think you could crush because like it's within your repertoire?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the most iconic Dance Mom phrase, in my opinion, came from before this solo. So this is a little girl. She's literally like five or six. And she cuts her finger and she goes, I hurt my finger. I hope I can still dance. And I say it
it's the most
the
basic dance you could ever come up
and
with.
She's really bad.
Oh my God, she's literally like five.
It's got a great outfit. See, I think I could do this.
She's really bad. God bless
her. See, could I not do that?
God you could, Maddie, and I think I could even do it. I think Matthew would beat us all.
Number two.
Abby doesn't look impressed.
Probably the most iconic, and it's a group dance, but there's a person in there that I would play. The last text.
You're being Paige.
I'm Paige.
So guys, for context, this is what Paige does the whole thing. They're pretending to be driving. It's about texting and driving.
Yeah.
And Paige goes, la, 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 la. She like emulates crashing a car and she holds her hand up the whole time.
And then she's dead the whole time.
No, she's in shock holding, she's the driver the whole time.
Oh, okay. That's a miscommunication. Is she dead or is she?
I think at the end she dies.
Frozen. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your role in the last text.
Yeah. I think again.
This is probably their most iconic dance. And that's your number two.
That's my number two.
I know what your number one's going to be.
Yeah, I know, Maddie.
I know what it's going to be.
You should know.
Oh, maybe I do know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is it by someone that's named the same movie? Okay.
I feel like, obviously, for like a Mad Chatter, got to be in there. Cry.
And so
the music.
When I think of Maddie Turner, I think of this dance. So during COVID, I think we played a drinking game and it was like, if your song, we all had to pick one song and we were all having like, it was during summer and we were having like just drinks out by the pool where we were. Again, you couldn't do much in COVID, so don't judge us.
Yeah.
Everyone had to pick a song and if your song came on, you had to like just dance. We said like, 30 seconds of your best shit? Like just dance for as long as you could.
Everyone
would just get up on the side and like, and just, you know, the side of the pool and just do like a little bit of like funny dance. Maddie Turner went into the grassed area. She performed the entire cry dance. She ended up getting bindies in her knees and had like cuts all down her knees
from committing
to this dance. It was incredible.
Did she do the Maddie face though?
She did. She had the facial expressions and I'll never forget the hand up and like the backwards knees. Yeah.
She knows the dance from me.
I know because of Maddie. It's not Maddie Ziegler. It's Maddie Turner.
This kind of put Maddie on the map and then like a season later they made her little sister do it too.
Oh, poor Kenzie.
Yeah,
was she not as good?
I think Kenzie's great. There's a really emotional time.
There's a lot of solos that I really enjoy, but this one just tops it.
Iconic. Look at her slay Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a really niche
thing.
No, I like
that.
And very visual, so I'm sorry for the listeners. But for those Dance Mom lovers out there.
This is actually prompted what my next one's going to be, which is one that I wrote originally for the first episode but just didn't get around to it. But it's very on the same track. So when I was a child, you know, some people would like to play games as a kid and stuff, but me and my family, we would always play Australian Idol.
Oh my God, amazing.
We would like have the judges, but we would all have to come in with our audition song.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you my list of audition songs. In the order, up to number one is a song that I would hands down always do as my first song.
Like Ticket to Sydney.
Yes. And these subsequent ones are ones that, like, if I kept progressing, these are the songs that I would have sung a lot about it, because, like, I've stolen one from my brother because he sang it, but then we ended up singing it together. So I'll start with that one.
But duet.
An iconic song in our family for a long time, and hence the Australian Idol theme, was What About Me? I write by Shannon Noll, because in our opinion it's written by nobody
else.
Motion
Pictures Who?
Another the other topic I was going to do was runners up of Australian Idol that should have won, but I could only really get as far as Guy Sebastian and Matt Corby.
Shannon was second.
Sorry, Guy Sebastian winning. Shannon, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
And then Matt Corby losing to, I can't remember.
I didn't know that.
Kate DeRue.
He was in it.
Yeah.
Matt Corby.
Yeah. That was how I found him.
I'm wearing two bits of Matt Corby.
Where Media Maddie's at now with Matt Corby was where I was at when he was in, like, his Australia. He was like 16, the blue eyes.
Yeah, Turner, I've been there from the beginning.
My friend and I, that bottom right, is that what I picked? Oh,
I do not.
He was a little rock star, and then he went away and lived in a cave, and then he came back out a bit depressed, and now he's in a great place.
My friend and I had like a physical fight over Matt Corby.
Who's going to date him? A physical fight.
Carly, if you're listening, you know that time.
I'm sorry, he's actually the most beautiful man
in the world.
He's
gorgeous. Anyway, I'm getting away from what my topic was.
Sorry,
I changed the topic myself. So number five was going to be What About Me, Shannon Noll. Like, I feel like you can really highlight the highs and lows.
Emotional roller coaster.
Emotion, you know, you get to the full thing. She's waiting on the corner.
Who's the judges at this point?
My brothers.
Okay.
Actually, it depended. No, my brothers and I were usually contestants. We would have, I feel like you would always have like family friends when they came over, and there were the couple that were maybe like a little bit shyer, didn't want to sing, so they would be the judges.
Okay, yep.
Or we would end up, if it was a really inclusive night, we'd come out and the parents would be the judges.
Yeah,
but if we were just playing it ourselves, we'd pick someone.
Yeah.
Number four is Innocent Eyes by Delta Goodrum.
Nice.
Again, like emotion. I feel like I've got a bit of a lower register. Do you remember when you
Great
were?
Song.
Okay, we're sticking with the emotion for number three. And again, just like, I don't really have great range, so it sits in one register for a while. Mm-hmm. Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
I love
the storytelling
element.
But how
are you showing the judges that, like, you can sing?
Well, because by this stage, it's like a couple of rounds. Like, potentially a couple of rounds
maybe
in. So I haven't got to my very initial audition song yet.
Okay.
Number two.
32.
Pardon?
You get like 32 in the round of 16.
Yeah. I've only got to sing two songs.
You're at camp.
I'm doing the joint song that everybody has to do, and I'm singing my 15 seconds. This is my second song. This is the one that really shows that I can like sing a ballad and be powerful. It's Perfect by Simple Plan. I'm not a perfect person.
She's done this just so she can sing.
I wish I could. I have to say, did not see that coming.
I was a huge Simple Plan fan as a kid. Like, I went through that, like, but I was never an angsty teen. Okay. And I just don't think it really fit my profile or my persona. But I loved Simple Plan. Welcome to My Life and Perfect were two of like my favorite songs growing up.
Oh my God, how funny.
How old were you, sorry? I just want to get an idea of
when I'm auditioning for Australian Idol. It's a good question. I would have been like,
tweenies.
I'm like, no, I think I'm like, I've got memories of doing it at my old house, which is, oh no, I would, no, I think this is at my new house. I'd be like 11, 12, 13. Like, I mean, a few of these songs have probably like gone.
An 11-year-old singing, I'm not.
Yeah, maybe 13. Maybe, I mean, I think maybe Innocent Eyes was a bit younger, but then I think this is through the times. Anyway, my always hands down go to karaoke song was Follow Me by Uncle Cracker. And I always had the moment as well, like, you swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can get it. Anyway.
Mark Holden. Quick.
That is a slam dunk. That is a touchdown.
Follow
Me, Uncle Cracker, was just my favorite song for so long.
Of all the songs, like, that's your number one, but that is not showcasing any talent at all. Like, you're basically speaking.
I know. But I think that's because I think the other four, if I'm being completely honest, I'm probably rigging the thing here. Like, that was literally my karaoke song. So like my brothers would be able to tell you if you quiz them right now. The other four are ones that I always just like thought could be, but I would never probably have actually done them as an audition song. Whereas Follow Me, like my brother always did Simple Plan, Numb by, Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Linkin Park, so he got really into it.
Become so. That's a huge song to commit to.
He'd put the makeup on and everything. Anyway.
Actually.
He'd just get really into it, get into his punk rock phase.
Oh, that's incredible.
Enough for me.
Okay, Matthew, hard act to follow, but your first 5-1, please.
Are we doing multiple?
I don't know. Just do your 5-1.
Wow!
We've been in a fun, snappy mood this afternoon.
I love that.
Have we? No, okay. I've got... okay, which one do I start with then?
Okay, We'll do two each.
Okay, cool. Okay. Then I'll do... okay. All right, I'll start with 5 sports I'd remove from the Olympics.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
Controversial.
Yeah, obviously my opinion...
Obviously.
Disclaimer.
Just the opinions of my own.
He doesn't want to get cancelled.
Okay, first one, 3v3 basketball.
Mm. Yep, so yeah.
Basketball's already a stretch being in there.
Yeah, why would
we need
both?
What do we need 3v3?
Yeah, I could not agree more.
Obviously, because you know what? I'm watching the basketball. I'm not watching the 3x3.
Well, why is 3-on-3 in it? Like, what's the
I don't know,
rationale?
But I do feel like the Australian girls did actually qualify. So well they done did. There. But
bravo.
All right.
Bravo. Bravo. Well nice. Done.
Skateboarding.
Yep, so yeah.
I'm just not sure it's what the ancient Greeks had in mind when they created the Olympics.
I was about to say I agree, but I think that the reason that I weirdly liked it the last time, it was interesting, but you're right. Like, if we're going the traditional...
I am a purist when it comes to the Olympics.
100%, I'm very much with you. The fact that netball can't be in it, but skateboarding can. That's triggering.
Like, people definitely just threw things around back in the day.
Aren't
into like a net. Or like
isn't the Olympics there to like get funding for sports? Isn't that the whole point of it? Is that wrong?
Well, ask the ancient Greeks. What
I meant
they
now.
They ran, they swam, they
jumped.
Yeah,
I think
things,
now it is to showcase. Yeah, right. It is to showcase different sports and get funding. You are right, Maddie. So you can be the antagonist to this.
BMX.
Agreed. See ya.
I
can't say I've watched it, so I can't comment.
Agreed.
But I think you not watching it is telling.
I have a weird. I, as a kid, was really into BMX. Like, and my favorite movies is. Oh my God, I've got such a fun fact for you guys here. Yeah. One of my favorite movies as a kid was BMX Bandits. And I'll never forget, like, going, I was a big tomboy. We used to be at my friend's house, and he was like one of 3 boys. We'd all ride along and, like, pretend to get our bikes fixed and go and do that. And we had this sleepover once where we all watched BMX Bandits up on the big screen. Anyway, our old team manager, Nikki Wellsford, was in the movie BMX Bandits because she was a BMXer.
Oh my God.
So shout out to you, Nikki Wellsford.
Look at you, little BMX Bandit, singing Simple Plan.
Well, yeah, I actually don't think I ever knew that as a kid. I think I thought it was American. But then when she told me that, I was like, I must have been Australian. Right.
So you'd like roll up in your BMX, jump off it, walk on stage and start singing Uncle Cracker.
That is exactly right. And I was skateboarding sometimes Props too.
She wasn't a regular girl. She was a cool
girl. I'm a cool girl.
Okay. Breaking, which is break dancing.
Is that new?
They call it breaking.
It is.
It's
just called breaking.
I was on a panel the other day and I interviewed the girl that's going to be representing Australia and I never knew how it worked. It actually is very interesting in that, so they've called it breaking because that's like the, but there's this massive connection between breaking and like the cultural significance of it. And apparently it's like, I didn't realize it's all freestyle. So it's like what you've got to do is you've got to come out to whatever music's playing and like break to that rather than like, I assume they come out with like a choreographed dance or something like
you
that.
You have moves you fall back on.
Yes. Well, exactly. Like, but I'm it's really all, and it's all judged. Like it's very, what's the word for it? Like subjective judging because it's all based on like the emotion and the way that you like convey messages and like.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I'm still not counting it in the Olympics for me.
Well, like, again, if you're good at these things, well done. I can't do any of these sports.
That's correct. And
that's the thing. It's not like any of them, these ones, like, aren't elite. And they don't not impress me. But I'm like, in the Olympics?
I'm like,
again, netball's always a comparison. Like, I'd like netball to be there.
Yeah.
That's a purist. Agreed. I'm like, I just don't think the Greeks were thinking of this.
No, you're right.
And my last one.
What's left?
Soccer. You've already got way too much else going on. Like, you don't need the Olympics as well.
I disagree here.
Yeah.
Interesting, that's your number one.
Were they ranked?
I almost feel like ranks, that a bit know. With sports like tennis and cricket and everything like that. It's like, for them, that's not their pinnacle. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's,
nice
I carry
to have
the soccer.
A goal, for
so
example,
soccer.
But they're like, meh.
Yes, like, I mean, like, you're getting the dream team of NBA sometimes together, like, but they often don't.
They're not that far. Yeah, often it's like
and
a
like
third
tennis, it's
team.
Like they, like, you know, we're not hearing about the person that wins the Olympics for tennis. We're probably thinking about who wins Australian Open. Like, and then, yeah, like the cricket. Do you go, is cricket in it?
I was just
a version of it. Yeah.
T20, 2020, yeah. LA. Yeah. They had that coming in. There's a couple I was thinking about not putting in, like judo and taekwondo and stuff like that, where I was like, do we have too many wrestling? There's already wrestling's there. Greeks were wrestling. Do we need like karate, judo, taekwondo? I'm like, I get they're very different. Pick one. Yeah, they're very different.
Rotate it.
Again, can't do any of them.
No.
But just declutter.
No, I see what you mean about something.
Declutter. Let's have
declutter.
A clean out.
That's too much. Clean
I'm
out.
I'm okay with that.
Well done. I really enjoyed that list.
Is the soccer thing, though, is it good for teams who don't qualify for World Cup?
See, there's already World Cup. Exactly. Bang, like, go away.
Well, like, didn't Australia not qualify for that?
The
men?
Yeah, the men.
They did,
yeah,
yes, men's but the women did.
But
you're
then
right.
Would they go to the Olympics?
I'll find out.
No, I thought the men's didn't qualify for the Olympics.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure that's...
Oh, yeah, isn't that the next... Because the World Cup's just been...
Yeah, I think the men didn't qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, whereas the women are, and how Sam Kerr's not able to play for the women in the Olympics, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Well done.
Sorry. Is that all, Matthew?
Good discussion.
That was five, yeah.
Good open table discussion.
I thought I'd give you a thought-provoking topic.
I like it.
Okay, mine's a bit all over the shop, I'm not going to lie. I really struggled because I put a lot of expectation onto this segment.
You did set the bar a little bit too high.
I know. I kept wanting to do my hell loop, but I was like, we've already done that. It was
good. Please do it.
Mine's quite similar to yours, though, in a lot of ways. we get triggered by the same things.
There was a lot of stress from Maddie yesterday regarding this.
Mainly because I had a topic and I was really happy with it. And then when Matthew came home and I had to run it by him because there was a bit of an unhinged answer, he wasn't giving me the reaction
what you
I wanted.
Yeah.
We might, though.
You may. I may revisit that.
Okay.
But I've gone down a similar but different route. Okay. So these are the recent search history of like iconic historical figures or current celebrities or fictional characters.
That you've done?
Yeah.
What would be in their search history?
I love this so much. I hope August Moon are in there.
So it'd be like, what would be on Queen Elizabeth's Google search?
Yes, okay? Yes.
So no particular order because I was just stress writing these. Literally we spent, an hour and a half on this?
This is brilliant.
Okay. So I did have a little bit of help from Matthew. Okay.
I'm dying.
First of all, my first one is from Julius Caesar. I just need to ask the room, do we know how Julius Caesar died? It's crying.
I don't.
Maddie Fry, do you know how Julius Caesar died?
Did he get stabbed?
He was stabbed in the back 23 times at a Senate meeting. So it was a shock.
Yeah.
So
his colleagues.
His recent search would be BuzzFeed. Are my colleagues planning something behind my back? I'm glad you appreciate it.
Behind my back, literally and figuratively.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You've thought about this way more than
what
I have.
It.
Wow.
Okay. The next one is from Jacob Black. Which is Twilight. What is crazy in Spanish?
Where's Sophie Fawns? Where's Sophie Fawns? Did you get the joke?
Under a rock, that's reference to the famous line, where the hell have you been, loca?
What, you mean loca?
This one, again, quite niche. Also probably the most niche on here.
God.
This is from OJ Simpson's lawyer.
God. Dead.
What words?
Who is Robert Kardashian?
What words rhyme with fit? Do you guys know the famous saying? If the glove don't fit, you gotta quit.
He must have quit.
Oh my God. No.
Okay, if you got that, that's really clever.
Yeah, if you knew it, you'd be
I'm sorry.
Right
yeah,
now.
we're not up with it. Okay, enough, that's but well done. But well done. That was that's really fine. Good from you. I could tell it was good. I just couldn't
that's
get
okay.
there.
The next two you should be able to
okay,
get.
Okay, good.
This one is Jesus.
Oh, God.
Restaurants near me that can seat 13.
Oh. Hashtag the Last Supper.
We're talking about this more like must be outdoors. Set menu.
Yeah, set menu. Yeah.
Set menu. Judas changes his mind too many
Thursday
times.
Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night booking.
I'm not going to lie. We had a few for Jesus. And the last.
How to turn water to wine.
It was along those lines.
Red food die for.
How about water. We say we also had a lot
Your
of.
Your mum would disapprove of that.
Kidding, mum. Yeah. It happened.
We had a lot of inappropriate ones. And the last one is by Akon.
Oh, no.
Convict. Music.
His Google search would be ways to describe a girl without being disrespectful.
Can I add one?
Yes.
Can I add another one? Pitbull. words that rhyme with Kodak.
I said this last night.
Stop it.
I said it to her last night.
Betty had taken a picture of me with the Kodak. She literally said it.
I said it to you and she goes, didn't he rhyme Kodak with it? I went,
that's the point.
That's the joke. See, we're on.
So my other version of this was
going
to be,
this is so
you only have one more there and it's about Henry VIII.
Too deep.
Well, wives called Victoria, is that what it is? Catherine? Sorry.
No, he had six wives.
And three were called Catherine, is that right?
Catherine of Aragon.
Yeah, three Catherine.
It was like, how long should you wait to remarry after beheading wife? but the original version of that topic was like titles of their memoir.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I like that.
Yeah, I had a couple in there, but I just couldn't, like, this is so, like, I was trying to send this as a voice message to my friend Georgia last night to run it by her because I sent you guys a Snapchat saying I had a really unhinged one. And she was like, play on. But I only had like two of five and I just couldn't
get them.
Then you're running them by me and we're like, the good one's the one probably
The unhinged one?
I give you the unhinged one and if you say cut it, I'll just bleep it. Yeah. And if you say play on.
Okay. I said play on, but I'm also
you guys need to know that like this is a little bit
Do I know this person? Because I struggle with
All
boy,
know.
Do you?
Oh, okay.
Boy, do you?
Okay. So the memoir is Hitler. And the title is Hell No.
Oh, I like it.
We lost Brad.
Play on.
Pretty much. She asked me, she's like, can you guess? I'm like, I don't really want to start guessing what his title might be.
I'm surprised you didn't do the Google search.
I thought maybe avoid Hitler content.
But now we've talked about it. Now we've given more airtime than ever.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of
am I keeping that in or am I doing a big bleep? What do we think, guys?
I like it.
Keep it and weep.
All right, turn to your second one.
You're aware.
I don't really have a second
one. I don't know if I do either.
But I can give it a crack.
I do now.
We don't have to play.
Oh, I want to hear yours, Turner.
Mine is just about Sophie Fawns.
Even better.
Mine's like my top five to one, of how I like to annoy Sophie.
Love it. Let's go.
And I feel like if I tell you guys, then you guys can also jump on this bandwagon.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Is she aware of all five things or things that you do that?
Very aware. She helped me make the list.
Oh, perfect.
And I've also found out a few other things that I can do around the house to really annoy her. Like she doesn't like when the toilet paper is the wrong way. She likes
I don't like that either.
That's like if you look at the patent for it, has it going overhand?
Yes,
like
100%.
Over the top as it should.
It's obvious.
It breaks off easier you do it. It is so obvious.
Do you care?
Yes, I change it.
Look, I'll just take it being changed.
I actively change it if it's the wrong way.
Yeah. So
oh
she.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now I know I can sabotage her and keep changing it the wrong way just to annoy her. Like little things like that.
My old housemates used to do that.
Just things I've learned. Anyway, number five, anything to do with climate change.
Yeah, nice.
Like, I'm saying, like, if you say climate change is not happening.
Whoo, or, like, deny it and she's.
Oh, yeah. She's off.
Yeah.
Like, she'll have fights.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't fight.
She's, and you'll say stuff you don't even actually agree with, but you just want to,
I just
like,
want to see it.
Yeah.
I just want to see the reaction. And you can see, like, do I fight this right now or is it not worth my time?
I'm taking notes.
But yeah, I've witnessed fights and she's a lover. She's not a hater. Yeah.
She's a lover.
Yeah. So climate change.
Yep.
The other thing, I feel like it fits in with the climate change thing, is she gets really sad if we're going to the same place, say training, like similar time. But like sometimes you just want the flexibility of driving yourself just in case.
That would get,
She gets really upset when we drive separately.
No. Sometimes you just need that time on your own as well. And like even if she's taking 10 more minutes to get out of the ice bath, like that's annoying me and I could be at home.
But comes back to climate change, doesn't it?
Oh, because she doesn't want any more emissions in the air. Oh, poor Sophie.
Oh,
it comes from a good place.
Yeah,
that's
it does.
Okay,
do
I will
allow
that.
Tell her to take public transport to training?
Yeah, get a bike.
She probably would, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't suggest it.
I'm not going to suggest it. But yeah, driving separately makes her a bit sad.
Mm-hmm.
Or if three of us are going and there's two cars going and that second person jumps in, not with her. So say Sarah and I are jumping in a car, going to the same place and Sophie's driving by herself. She's like, why did no one come with me?
What if she's not the driver? Does she stress about who to jump in with? Because she's leaving.
Oh, yeah, we give her shit for that. Like, Sarah and I really, like, make
if
sure.
You, if you and Sarah
well,
are the
why
drivers,
are you coming with me? Yeah, like, why'd you pick her? And she's like, oh. Like,
in a few years, this girl's going to have the thickest skin from after living with you guys.
I feel like her sisters would do it to her, so same thing. Number three, closing my bedroom door early makes her really sad because she likes to be able to yap. And if doors are closed, she can't yap, although she does talk on the phone.
There's no climate change implications of having a door open or closed.
She just gets really sad if I'm like, all right, no, she's like, already?
Oh my God.
Like, she doesn't sleep either, you know, gotta like entertain the child.
Oh,
number two.
Little thing.
Two is a bit of a long one. There's a few things in here. Gaslighting.
Oh my God.
She is so fun to gaslight.
Why do I feel like, and I mean this in the nicest way, you'd be very good at gaslighting?
Oh. Yeah, that is true. Oh, it's like the equivalent of, like, we said you'd be good on Survivor because you'd like get everyone like,
oh, that could be your 5-1. Top five teammates who would be good at Survivor.
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Go, but we'll return
to that. I
thought
you were going to say what reality TV show she
was. I was about to say, what would I, yeah, that's
but you would, Maddie Turner, you'd slay on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd crossed too many wires by the end. But I'm aiming for good TV. Also using sarcasm because she doesn't get it.
Oh, no. Bless
her. And then when she goes, are you using, is that sarcasm? And you go, no.
Okay, Sheldon.
And then she's like, wait, is that sarcasm?
And then
like,
you're gaslighting as well and it ties together. This is great.
I know. It's great. Works really well.
Look at her little evil smile.
She loves
She belongs on Survivor.
And like she does this really annoying, she's gone better, but she'll be like, oh, I've lost this. Even though it's like, it's somewhere she's put
it's
it.
Misplaced.
Yeah. Yep. She says lost all the time.
I do that too.
Like last night, a gibbet fell off her crock at the dinner table. Like we heard it fall off. I've lost it. I'm like, it's on the
it's
floor.
It's right there. Like, jumps to conclusions.
Lost. So I love being like, can't use the word lost. And she gets a bit riled up about that. She's like, I didn't use the word lost. So yeah.
Amazing.
That's great. My number one ties in with number two, but we've called it Sophie Salmon. So when we've caught a big one, like we've reeled her
oh
in.
Oh my God.
And she's getting more riled up.
That's
she's
brilliant.
Angry. And then Zero goes, oh, she caught a big one.
That
and
is brilliant.
Like, yeah, you just get really angry. She's like, I know you caught a salmon.
That's unreal. I love that.
So yeah,
Sophie,
top five
poor thing. I think I'd be very similar. I get easily reeled in.
No, not like her.
Not like her.
But you watch it. She'll get
that's so funny. You just bite easily.
Yeah, you sarcasm. 100%. So yeah, the whole like fake climate change stuff also works in with the sarcasm and gaslighting. It's great.
They can
it's
all come it. Together in one little tiny package.
Take note. Sorry, Sophie.
Love to see a fan with a sign in the crowd, like with like a big like climate change is not real.
And a dolphin.
All right, Prattie, so you don't have one, but I did just throw you
do we
want
to? All right, it's been suggested to me. My top five teammates. I'm just going to go, I'm not cutting it to teammates. I'm cutting it to like
staff.
Swifts and staff.
Okay, amazing.
Members. Okay. Top five that would win Survivor.
Okay,
kind of five winners.
Sorry. No, as in this person would come fifth, this person would come fourth, third, second. That's what I'm thinking. Or like, fifth most likely to, fourth, that's what I'm taking it in with. Okay. I'm going in at number five with a very steady, solid choice of Paige Hadley.
Nice.
Very competitive, resourceful, just tough, like get stuff done.
She's getting the immunity.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. She's working hard, just winning the challenges. Like she's fit.
She's a challenge beast.
She's a challenge beast. You need to get rid of her.
But also
that.
Just like a good person that will get along with everyone. Like I think she'll get a lot of people on her side. Like
leader.
Good chatter, good leader. She's a solid in there. Five might even be doing her a disservice.
How would she go out play? Social side with the backstabbing and whatnot. Or she
that's
just
out
went,
weird.
Or, yeah,
no, I think she had too much on her.
Yeah, I think she'd more like rely on winning the challenges,
yeah,
finding
she just stays
the
stays out of it and just wins challenges.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm getting rid of her early then.
But I think she'd just be good at like being friends with everybody. Like, do you know what I mean? Like she'd kind of be on everyone's side. Like she'd do well. Number four, I'm gonna put Sarah Clow.
Ooh,
another challenge beast. Again, don't let her get that far.
This
person can't make it to merge.
Yeah. But again, Sarah, like a lot of people like that meet Sarah for the first time, like she is the nicest person. Like Sarah, there's a reason why your mum loves her. Like, as in like, Sarah just, like who even, someone came up to me the other day and said, she is just the nicest person ever. Can't even remember who it was, but again, it's something that happens a lot. So I think nice but strong. So like you're saying, I know you'd get rid of her early, but because she'd be
my team.
And also Sarah's like a doer. She's very resourceful. Yep. She'd like help build the camp. She'd do everything. Like she's someone that I reckon they would keep.
Yeah.
And then like Maddie said, they would get rid of
or the shield. Yeah, the
once
shield,
so. Once she's done served her purpose. Yep.
No, like you got
nice.
Love
that.
It's a game.
You gotta
do it.
Number three, Helen Housby.
Yeah, I
agree. Yep.
We've obviously already seen.
She was in my top two.
I'm now really questioning my number two because that one's a bit rogue. And it's anyway, number three, Helen.
If you say Tegan, I'm saying no.
No, it's not Tegan. sorry, Tegan.
There's not enough healthy food on the island.
Three. No, too healthy, probably. okay, Helen obviously has the snake element, considering Peter Rank. nice. Yeah, don't think I forgot that, Helen.
I think
that
she'd be a devil in disguise.
Helen, she and Helen is the most competitive person. She's like smart. In all of that, she's got the wit, but she's also strong. Like she'd also do well and like is very skillful. Like she's someone that you know is good at everything. But I think more than the others, she's got the complete like smarts. Wouldn't care to sabotage people, would play the game, would do all of that.
Would tick, outwit, outplay, outlast, all of those.
Really. Okay, my number two is a really controversial one because she probably only fits into one bracket, but I just think she's going all the way. And again, people that listen to this podcast that don't know this person because she's not a teammate will probably be confused. But number two for me is Danny Mace.
Oh, no.
She's not lasting.
Because, but she is the most, like, is our, like, operations manager, like, team manager, but, like, she's the type of person that if she's not at training one day, like, the world falls apart. Like, Danny can do everything. She knows everyone. Like, but Danny as well, like, we'll be going to a, like, hotel. And, like, even the hotel we're staying in Adelaide on the weekend is, like, 10 times over the budget that we get. But she sweet talks the person that works for this person and gets a deal. And, like, she knows everyone. Like, she's got a phone number for every person, for everything.
Fingers in a lot of pies.
Yes. Mm. She is manipulating where she's not competing in a single challenge. Danny's, like, sitting out of every challenge. She's not helping
she's
build
Sandra.
Anything.
She
but she's getting
but
it.
She's King George.
She's a puppeteer. She's a puppeteer.
Yep.
Like and then number one, for every reason that was spoken about, is Maddie Turner.
I'll take it. I don't think I can do the outside thing, though. Or sleeping outside.
No, but you would because you just want to win.
If that's your biggest problem, then you're going to win.
Maddie, I said this to someone the other day. Like, you have the highest pain threshold. Like, you would be able to weather the storm. You'd be able to deal with the, like, you know what I mean? Like, you are a very, very, very tough person. But then, yes, again, more than anyone, you would be able to gaslight and manipulate people.
So if Channel 10 is listening, Madeline Turner, please contact
me. Do you know who's not lasting one day? Maddie Proud.
I'm not even putting an application in.
I'm going on The Amazing Race with you.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
That was probably the only one I would go on. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, Turner, I hope to see you soon on television.
The tribe has spoken.
Everyone's getting rid of me now. They know.
You've put a target on her back. What are you doing?
Put your sweet face on and just gaslight like you know.
Give them a Maddie's Eagle cry dance and you'll, you know, make everyone happy.
As you said before, quote, no one's listening to the podcast. So.
Oh, sorry.
I've done too much talking on this podcast.
I'm not coming back.
This is a Maddie Turner bash day. It's usually me, so it's okay.
Okay, Matthew, are you doing the 5 to 1 that's like five favourite things about me or is that for next week?
I'll need more time.
Five favourite Maddies.
So mine is...
I wouldn't make the top 10.
Iconic TV ads.
Stop it. Okay, I wish I'd done this.
Start off with a little strong one. The Rhonda and Katoot saga.
From Amy. And it was a storyline and it took us somewhere. It was bloody
beautiful.
The first
one was great and then they started like giving us further to it. And they had a kid at one point, I'm pretty sure.
That has more romance than the idea of you.
Oh.
That has more what?
That has more romance than the idea of
you. Oh, no.
They had chemistry.
That's huge.
Compare the meerkat. With Sergey.
Yes. The meerkat.
Enjoy all them. They're all really good.
Okay with that? Lovely.
Old El Paso's Pecanolos Dos, and they raise a little girl.
Why can't we have both?
That is fantastic. Yeah.
This is
so
Austin Hunt, Stan and Stuff.
So far, you're a tick, tick, tick.
From Carlton, It's a Big Ad. Do you remember
It's a big ad for Carlton Jobs.
Yeah, great ad.
Expensive ad, whatever it was.
And then Telstra with the Great Wall of China to keep the rabbits out.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to forget that.
Yes.
Emperor Nazi Goring.
That's a throwy.
Yeah, that's a great one, though.
Do you know what's another one that weirdly sits in my head? Is like, compare the pair.
Yeah. Same age, same income.
Super contribution. There was so many I didn't throw out.
I mean, there's, yeah.
You Milo, like Lubemobile, 13, oh, 13,
Vegemite.
32.
Or my mum gave me Milo to go and go.
Or I heard, you know, my mum picks the fruit together, that makes the cordial.
I had like Not Happy Jan.
See, I'm a sucker for a song. I'm a sucker for,
Tall Jan is malicious.
Jan is great. God, we've had some good ads in our time, haven't we?
Marge, the reins are here.
Marge, the reins are coming.
Like, I'll try and pick ones. I'm like, oh, these are like all great.
Every alcohol ad is good.
That's true.
Like beer ads.
They do have
like
money,
10
yeah.
years ago were also
got money.
All
yeah, iconic. No, yeah. You've done. Oh, this has got me thinking now. I used to want to get into advertising for this exact reason because there's some great ads.
More smart,
there.
More safe, more teen.
More smart, more safe, more
Louis the
Fly. Teen.
Louis the Fly.
Yeah, so many options.
You've got to add a character.
The what, sorry?
Like all the ads have characters.
What was the ad in Adelaide, the one about Haggle?
Oh, wait, you know what he's missed? Bega's famous for Bega.
Rome isn't famous for Rome. It's the, hey, Joe, how do you keep your prices so low? The second hand. Well, you wouldn't know. Hey, Joe, how do you...
Radio or TV?
TV as well. Yeah.
That's like a local store.
It's a local store. So any South Australian listeners will be able to hear that one. Or there was a Vista one. It was like 30, 40, 50% off. Buy one, get one free. It doesn't matter what they say. Vista is still cheaper. For
Isn't
a free measuring quote.
These are in our brains. What about like Frank Walker Tiles?
Yeah. Hello. Frank Walker from Rational Tiles.
Hello. Frank Walker here from Frank Walker Tiles.
Go Ruby.
Yes. Team Girls. How could we forget?
Oh, that was brilliant.
That was a speed round of them too.
Great.
He named so many.
Mine, it's kind of like niche and I'm not sold on it, but I don't have a second one. So you can say yes or no if you want to hear this. So these are things that...
Nothing about history.
These are things that my group of friends say that I think would be fun if everyone adopted it.
Okay. I like this. Okay.
No, that's good. But they all have context like related to us, so I don't know if everyone
that's
would
okay.
adopt it. But
hit me.
Okay.
Getting no votes.
I haven't heard them yet.
So most of these, I have to say, credit to Claire O'Brien. Claire Tektos.
What a lemon.
Wep.
Devocado.
Biggest lemon ever. Devocado. Oh my God, I didn't even put these in.
Devocado is number one.
Okay, yeah. I'm not even going to give you five. I'm just going to give you some random ones. All right. Devocado is one. Which is just...
Can I cut in for one second here and tell a story about the devocado? Because it became such a thing when we first came to this. Even our coach, Rob Wright, would say it. And I'll never forget my friend Cody Lange, who at the time I think was playing for Collingwood or Thunderbird, something like that, had played us after a game and Rob Wright goes up to her and says something and goes, devocado. And she thought she said, devocado. And I don't know why, but I've never forgotten it. Do you have a car though? Devocado.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's basically just saying Devo.
Devo.
Yeah, devastated. Again, I'm breaking rules. I'm not doing five here because half of them are just all Claire nonsense. So I met Claire, and these are all my uni games friends, during uni games, and we were watching a game one time on the sideline and someone was like really pushing for the ball and there was a lot of passion and blah, blah, blah. And she just went, what a determined. And we were like, what did you just say? She was like, I think she meant to say like, wow, how determined, or what, they're determined? So we have kept water for everything. And it's kind of like, if I could relate to anything, you know when people say like, it's giving this.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what a doctor.
What a turbo, she would always
like
say.
Yeah, like turbo or something. If I'm like, I've got a headache, and she'll go, what a doctor. Like, so that is something that's really fun that we have adopted.
I love that
and
so
I
much.
And I drop water a lot into conversation with people who aren't familiar with it. And I'm like, oh hopefully
that's
just bit.
Remembering
it.
That people don't.
Yeah,
I know your friend joke.
What a personal joke.
She also said, what a finesse.
How?
And then she started calling people finesses.
Oh. I love this so much. I miss Claire. I love Claire.
And then she started calling people cuteness Everdeen.
I feel like I've even used that. Clever. I feel like we have literally
like I've heard that one.
Cuteness Everdeen.
This should have just been
This is
Claire
just Claire
quote.
Things.
Yeah.
This is basically just Claire things. So for some reason, she would put Arella onto the end of things. So here's context. So our friend Grace's boyfriend is Josh Marsh. Oh, I just fully named him. We call him Marshy and she calls him Marsharella. So then wherever we're like naming someone or like George's dog, we call him, he's Flash, but he's Flasharella to us.
That is so for context of all everyone, Claire O'Brien is the Claire O'Brien that actually did used to play for the Swifts and is now playing over in New Zealand. So
Waikato Bay. That Claire O'Brien, she won't hear this because she's all over the
she's
place.
She's a lemon.
With that
she's
Arella
a lemon.
One, you even put out like would that be
she's a
stunning, you'd be like, oh Stunnerella.
Oh yeah, Stunnerella, like everything.
And I'll be like,
okay, that was the Claireisms are over. Back to uni games. But when you would go for one sport, but every now and then randomly like someone would play two sports. And our friend Mel one year was randomly playing softball, never played softball in her life, but playing netball and helping out softball. And she was, so to do that you had to get a cross accreditation. So now every time if someone's doing something double, we say, oh, you're cross accrediting. Like, oh, I've got two parties in the weekend, I'm cross accrediting.
I love that so much.
I like that one.
That is very good. Very niche. That's
very niche. Very niche. Another one is, this comes from Amy Parmenter's fiance, Chris Nickel. 4D chess. So get ahead of the game. You know when people are like chestnut checkers or they just think four steps ahead? Don't play regular chess. Play 4D chess. No idea what it means. He just came home one night saying it.
So it means think ahead.
It's giving survivor.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Survivor, you want to be playing 4D chess. Yeah.
What a survivor.
What a survivor. Yeah. And this actually came from Matthew. When okay, someone says something and it's really culturally topical.
Oh yeah.
You say, I've got the fingers in the pulse of the cultural zeitgeist.
But you've got to say it really fast, really fast, and use the symbolism.
And we, that's so Georgia good. And I have had this fight since Harry Styles last year when we went to the concert. Funny, yeah. So I came up with...
People were wearing feather boas to it.
Yeah. People, and I said, I've got my fingers through the loops of the cultural zeitgeist. And Georgia is adamant that she said it. So that's an ongoing fight with us. So sometimes we just go, oh, we've got our fingers through the loops of the cultural zeitgeist.
So who actually said it first, though?
Me.
Well, okay. We don't know.
I've got the microphone, so me. This one comes from the Test documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Which is being locked down again in our house. So Justin Langer would say this line, and we've taken it into life. So there's a fine line you should take this, Turner. There's a fine line between abuse and banter. So that's what you do with Sophie Fonsal.
That was brilliant. There's a fine line between abuse and banter. That's actually a very good point.
I'm taking it.
That's a very good point.
Very good one. And the final one is, I know I've gone over, but so we went to the Teskey Brothers last year. Mm, great, amazing, beautiful. I think it was all at the end of a long week, though, and we're standing at the Horden, and they're not like jumping up and down. They're kind of like soulful, blah, blah, blah. And their song, Hold Me, that's their biggest song anyway.
Sorry.
It went on for about 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
And it was just, and it, they like, the crowd stopped and he was like, get everyone a clap and being like, hold me. And we were like, far out, a bit of Carry On. So now when there's someone a bit of Carry On, we go, a bit of Teskey Brothers about it.
Oh, I like that.
So someone.
The poor Teskey Brothers.
Yeah, so it could be anyone like carrying on in a soccer game or something, or someone like being dramatic, so like Sophie dropping her giblet on the floor, you'd be like, bit of Teskey Brothers.
That is
it.
So good.
Very niche, that one.
That's extremely niche, but I appreciate it. But I really appreciate it.
Like Water and Arella and Cuteness Everdeen.
Well, I remember from when Cobb was around, it was like somebody had to try and drop into like an interview, either Devocado or like Lemon or something like that.
I reckon that year we used like WEP as well.
Yeah, what a weapon, yeah.
Yeah, she's one of the kind. She's a nutcracker. She is.
A very funny. Shout out to you, Claire.
All right, well, that wraps up the 5-1. I know I got a little bit off the rails by the end.
That was fantastic.
Five being optional for all.
Yeah, for everyone.
All right, let's
end. If you do slashes, it doesn't count.
Yeah. Let's end and get into our Gains, Obstruction, and Goals speed round. Gains, Obstruction, and Goals speed round. Woo. Attempt 100. Maddie Turner, please start with your obstruction.
Oh, my obstruction. Okay, that's not where I thought you were going to go. My obstruction is that we have to wear purple armbands for the rest of the season. Not that we have to wear them. The reason why we have to wear them, because I just think it's ridiculous that that is an issue in this day of age. That domestic violence is a big thing. It could be my gain or obstruction, because like gain that everyone's on the same page and we're wearing them, supporting it, mm-hmm. everything like that. But yeah, obstruction because there's a need for it, which is ridiculous in my eyes.
Well done, Mads.
I didn't know where that was going. And I was like,
I was like, oh. I was thinking about like it takes your tan off or something. I was like, no, you've done very well.
Yes,
well done.
Well done, Maddie Turner.
Bravo.
I don't care about that. I'm not that petty.
Mine's a bit more trivial. That's a shame.
I know. So is mine. I'm like, I'm next. My obstruction's that I'm injured at the moment, which is always annoying. But my other obstruction, it's really sad, is that Daniel left today. So I'm officially on my own. But no, I'm not. Maddie Turner and the household have been looking after me. But that's of course will be a gang, so I'm excited for him. But we had the sad airport farewell today, so that was quite emotional. Have a moment of silence.
God, so it's been really serious, really sad. Matthew, what's your obstruction?
Had the vid a couple of weeks ago. COVID. Yeah,
it's been rife.
It apparently so. I didn't know. Naturally, I didn't bang on about it or carry on. I just took it like a trooper.
What a hero!
Kept my head down.
Was that the right context?
What a hero! Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That works. What a hero!
Oh yeah, I didn't hear what Turner
said.
Sorry,
I missed it too. Well done.
I thought it was good, but I'm deferring to you. You don't want to use it.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what's going on. Anyway, my obstruction.
Oh, you weren't listening to me. Thanks so much.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking, you know what I was genuinely thinking about? How much you have been a couch potato. That's what I've been thinking.
I was dying of COVID.
Anyway, we'll get into that later. My obstruction actually comes from a couple of weeks ago because I wanted to tell the story. After your game, we went to Guzman and Gomez when they had their $10 special, their bowls and burrates. Oh my God,
I'm going to stop you right now. If it's a bad story about Guzman and Gomez,
it's about
me. Hear.
No, okay, it's about who I am as a person. So okay. I went up there and I said, oh, can I have the taco and can I have a drink? Blah, 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 blah. Walked back to the thing, went to man and was like, oh my God, that only cost me $5. They've undercharged me. I got a taco, one single taco. So then when I went back and got my burrito, it came to $15 because I'm a freaking idiot.
She turned to me and she goes, you haven't ordered the $10 burrito.
So you meant to say burrito, but you said taco.
I've never ordered a taco there in my life. And for some reason I said taco. Yeah, but it was like the size of my finger.
That is very funny.
We went there specifically for the special and I ended up overpaying.
That's like us going to trivia the other night because we thought it was a palmy night and it wasn't. And you got all the trimmings for the palmy and it cost you $70.
That's devastating. That's Defecato.
Yeah, Defecato. Mm. What a stitch up.
Gain, Maddie Turner.
My gain is we got new suitcases and they're really big and
amazing,
bougie and great, except obstruction for that is we have no storage in our house. So if you've got any storage chips, let me know.
Proudy.
Very surface of me, my gain is Tim Tam Jats.
Oh, good one.
The Jats flavoured Tim Tams are game changer.
Also biscuity in there, okay.
It's like, but it's sort of still a similar biscuit, but it's just got the salty element of the Jats.
Like malt, like whereas Lincoln's
yeah,
like malt
it's biscuit, delicious. It's
a bit lighter,
so,
I feel
like. Like, yeah, not a huge difference. So you're still getting the core values of a Tim Tam, just with the added value of a Jat.
Love that. Okay, we have
the
to do a taste.
The ethos of a Tim Tam still there.
Mm. We'll need to do a taste test.
Fine. Twist my arm. What is it, Gain?
Yep.
All right, started a new book, which is Happy Days, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
I've seen on that list. One a lot.
Yeah. And that sounds happier than
the
other one.
That's where I was. That's why it's a game. It's a bit more uplifting getting
through
it.
Gives you a smile. The book that I'm reading is called A Happy Place.
The book that I'm reading is still Iron Flame, and I'm still up to where I was at 3 weeks ago.
We both just gone, I need to just pivot 180, get away from what that book was.
That is amazing.
Is A Happy Place one good?
Yeah.
Or is it ironic and it's not A Happy Place
at
all?
No, it's A Happy Place. It's just like easy read. That's I needed it.
Okay. Yeah, it feels.
My game is just it's very wholesome. The last couple weekends, we've just gone down to a local pub, sat there from honestly 3 o'clock, and just watched live sport.
Love that.
And
three footy games.
And just like drank, but not like crazily. But it's just been lovely, and the weather's not been great, and we're just cozy, and we're in front of fires. Or
on Saturday when it was like freezing.
Yeah, it's perfect. And it's like you're at least you're out of the house, but you're kind of doing what you would do at home. But there's a bit more ambiance, a bit more atmosphere.
And some people visit us throughout the time, in and out, like we're hosting. Yeah, had mulled wine in front of the fire. Oh,
yeah. Like last week, it was us and visitors, but the week before, we literally just sat there from like 3 o'clock. So we do like each other sometimes, and we just watch the footy, and then we'd watch the netty on our phones as well, because like God forbid. They put the netty on the TV.
We can't have it on all the TVs.
Yes. But yeah, it's just been wholesome. How good is live sport?
I know. It's beautiful.
I love live sport so much. I'm going to get emotional. Maddie Turner, your goal?
My goal is to keep finding you books because I'm a bit nervous that you've like having to put the Yakata ones for your flight. So like what are you going to do in the meantime?
Yeah, that's so. I've also got Throne of Glass downloaded.
Okay, good. Because I'm just going to keep the recommendations going because I'm loving you as a reader.
3 more weeks, guys, till I'm back being a reader. 3 more weeks. I bought the book.
I just love that you've deprived yourself of it.
It's in a suitcase, and I was like, should I hang on to it?
I've edged myself.
You are too much. Like, we get this out of the day. It's like, there's finally close enough time till I depart that I can go and buy the book.
Yep, I bought it physically the other day. Proud of your goal.
Very simple. Play again soon.
Yeah, nice. Like that from you.
That was so speedy. So, you get some consistency in my fitness journey.
It's almost like
we can go on that journey together.
I bullied you about it.
I'm not sure if you remember this early in the year when I was like, coughed for 9 weeks, did a rib injury from the coughing. Remember pulled a muscle? We were talking about that.
We so were talking about that.
I couldn't really do anything.
I know, you've been through the ringer now. You've had COVID.
It's been real wild. Yeah, then COVID just like knocked me. Like I went for like my first round on Monday and was like, well, that felt much slower and harder. And then, but I'm just like, and I need to do it because like we've got a date now for when our Tad footy preseason starts, and that's like June 11 or whatever. Like I'm not incredibly unfit, but I'm not.
You're not June 11
not
touch, fit.
Yeah, I'm not June 11 fit.
I love that.
So three weeks is enough for sure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm excited for that journey.
Don't worry. I'll make sure you do it.
I'm scared.
I do often take on your advice and your opinion.
Oh, you should. Anyway, my goal, I've told these two, but Proudy, today I got my blood test results back and I've gone up a whole 2 points in my iron since October. Mm. So I'm on 12 and it should be around 30.
You're only 18 below.
So my goal is to get an infusion. Right. Be a big girl about it.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. You feel like a new woman, apparently, from what I've heard.
That's what I've heard too. It's amazing. All right. Is that everybody's goals, gains, instructions done?
Love a good short episode.
Oh, shit.
Divided between
I've just
two
looked at the time.
Shush,
can't wait to edit. Maddie Proud, what did you want to say?
Perfect podcast don't exist.